Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, some days are weary,
some days are weary,
and you can't see your way,
and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Sometimes are lonely,
with no one to say. You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think?
And don't you think nothing's left?
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
The tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
You have
And that music is just so powerful and so impactful to your soul. And for somebody who is dealing with an issue or just want to praise God in remembrance of what God has done for them, it is that song reminds you that God is always on your side, regardless to what the situation may be or what the outcome or what the doctors may say or whatever the situation is, that God is on your side. Hello, hello, hello. It is the fourth Sunday, April 22nd. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother Hakim Nuba.
Hey, good evening, sir.
Blessings to you, doctor. Blessings to you.
Same to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always good to have you with me, doctor. I feel just a little more powerful when the good brother's with me. I want you to know that we love you and that we are here for you, regardless to what the situation may be. You have a friend in me. If you are in need of prayer, consolation, whatever the situation may be, you just need somebody to listen, you can contact us through the Jubilee Affair Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show, 646-787-1798. Again, that is 646-787-1798. We are here for you because we love you. As always, you know, you all know that I like to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for what you're doing in my life. I thank you for what you're doing in the lives of those who believe in you. You have yet to fail me, Father God. I love you because you're so amazing. Your word tells us that if we just have enough faith the size of a mustard seed, that we can do some wonderful work. Father God, I ask right now that you will bless this network. Bless it, Father God, and take it higher than it has ever gone before. Continue, Father God, to bless the good brother Hakim. Hold him up, Father God. Bless him in ways that he has never been blessed before. Touch his family, Father God. But, Father, heal him from the soles of his feet to that crown that he wears on his head. We just thank you for his willingness, Father, for his patience and understanding, and, Father, for his blessing those when he don't even know that he's doing it, Father God. I add a blessing to his life right now. I ask, Father, that you will bless our leader, Sister Michelle. Touch her, Father. Bless her family. Keep them close and wrap them in your arms. Father, we stretch our hands to thee. No other help do we know. And I just thank you. Continue to give her the wisdom and the insight on how to run this network. I just thank you, Father. Now bless me, your preacher, your teacher, the one whom you called out of the masses. It is a privilege and an honor to serve you, Father. And I thank you for all the days, Father, for all the long nights, Father, for when my soul is tired, for when I call out to you, when my legs don't want to move, when my hands get cramped, I thank you. Because I would give my life for this ministry. I would give my life for the workings and the work of Jesus Christ. I would give my life for a stranger. I would give my life if it meant that somebody would understand and know the fullness of Christ. I would leave all that I have, my beautiful wife, my loving family. I would give it all up for a stranger to know the works of Christ. There's somebody out here and your heart is hurting. I bless you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that God will open up your ears, your eyes, your mind, and your hearts to receive his word. Know that you are not alone. You're in this fight. We're all in this fight together. And I bless you right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I am excited, elated, happy, and full of joy. But my prayer is, I hope that you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, to stand on his promises, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. The word for this week is endurance. Find scripture that support this word and how this word pertains to your life and your Christian walk. I urge you to call in next week and let's discuss your findings. But live by the scriptures that you find this week through your study. There will be a scripture that will touch you. Hide it in your heart. Hide it in your heart and live by the scripture. I urge you, I challenge you to go 1 week and live by the scriptures that you find pertaining to this word. And watch what God will do in your life. I'm still waiting on that one person to call me and who has studied every word that I've given out. And they have lived by that word, the scriptures that they found. I'm waiting for that one person to call me and to tell me what God has done in their lives. And I know that there's somebody who has searched out every word. I'm waiting to hear from you. Amen. My brother Hakim, can we talk for a minute, doctor?
Yes, sir.
The last couple of weeks, boy, has it been a struggle for us. We here in Detroit, we had a power outage that went from Sunday afternoon to Monday night to about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I was itching. I was excited about the word. And when everything went out, I said, oh, Lord, it just means I gotta wait another week, amen. But I was excited, doctor. And I tell you, Then in the middle of last week, we had an earthquake here in Detroit. And I tell you, I was laying in my bed getting ready to just drift off, and I heard and I felt a rumbling, and I said, this must be your old granddad's Chevy truck outside that's not running too well, muffler, and I just attributed it to that. But come to find out, we had a tremor. I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell us? And then just last night, helicopters circling all around our neighborhood, and the power went out. Out till about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell us?
Mm.
But I stand on the ground that as long as God is on your side, then nothing bad can happen to you. It may come at you, but you will come out shining like pure gold. And I'm just so excited, brother. I'm so thankful for this opportunity.
Yes, sir.
And I just tell you, yes, sir. I just don't know sometimes what to do with myself, doctor. It's such a blessing. But I just want to touch on one thing, man. For tonight, this testimony that I want to touch on is persevering through disappointments. Have you ever been disappointed? Before we get into word, I always like to touch on something that deals with our everyday life. And it is so amazing that we as Christians who are to be the light of the world, that we face this, sometimes we have to go through times of disappointment. But how do we act during these disappointments? What do we do when we're facing disappointments? Well, we are to hold on to God's unchanging hand. When you're facing a disappointment, it's going to affect you in many different ways. For a new Christian, it may affect their walk. It may affect their faith. For an old Christian, they may be able to rub it off and say, you know what, I'm going to keep on moving because I know God is going to see me through. And there are times when we are the weary Christian. The weary Christian is the one that's tired. That's one that has given their all to, it could be the church, it could be to their family, it could be to their marriage, it could be to any, their job. And they've given their all to it, and yet every time they turn around, they're faced with disappointments. Well, I want to tell you this. Whether you are the young Christian, the seasoned saint, or the weary Christian, I urge you to stay the course. I urge you to hold on. I urge you to pick up your cross and follow Jesus. I urge you and I challenge you to get back up on the fence because narrow is the way. I'm here to, and I challenge you to look to God for everything that's going on in your life. There are times in our lives that we find that the disappointments can come and they can really hurt us really bad. But I'm here to let you know right now that this is a testimony for my life because I've gone through the test. I've gone through the times of disappointment, through the dry lands, through the times where there was no water to drink and I was thirsty, and every time I thought I was coming up to a brook of fresh water, it turned out to be salt water. I'm here to let you know right now that if you're facing a disappointment, that God is ready to set you up in a way that you've never been set up before. But if you fall to this disappointment, then you will miss out on your blessing. It's time. You've experienced the setbacks. Now experience God's comeback. God is about to set you up in a way that you've never seen before. But continue to persevere. Continue to push forward. Continue to press on. I'm reminded about Brother Paul, the apostle. We call him the Gentile apostle, but I like to call him the gentle apostle. Brother Paul, at the end of his life, as he faced execution, he was up to his waist in feces. He was in the bowels of Rome and was sometimes up to his waist in feces, and he continued to write to the churches that he established and telling them to be of good cheer because God is not through with them yet. Up to your waist in fecal matter, experiencing where all your people who you brought into the ministry left you, that you're walking this lonely road by yourself. Persevere. Stand your ground. God didn't call you to be a weak and feeble plant, but a strong, mighty tree. When you're going through your disappointments, hold on to God. Hold on to God. Because like the song said, God is on your side. Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to understand that you are not by yourself. I could preach a whole sermon on disappointments. Bad things happen to good people as well. The sun shines on the just and the unjust alike. But no weapon formed shall prosper. I love you. I love you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. For a few minutes, I just want to touch on, are you planting your seeds in the right soil? The scripture, come out of the book of James, chapter 1, verse 6, just one verse, and it reads, but when you ask and when you pray, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Just want to touch on that for a second. For my subject, the seed and the fertile ground. James, the just, the brother of Jesus Christ, a preacher par excellence, wrote a compelling letter to the non-Christian church. In this letter, you can and will find soothing words to the soul, words to hide in your hearts, and words that open up a line of communication between you and God. James was one of those boys that could have denounced the works of Jesus and stop the gospel in its tracks. You all know that it said that when a preacher can win over their own family, that they are really on fire for the Lord. If you look at the opening words of the book of James, it says that James, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, not James, the brother of Jesus, but James, the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. But getting back to our subject, James wrote in verse 6 of his letter to the people saying to ask in faith without doubt. For when one doubts, they are like a river being tossed to each direction. Well, let's deal with the seed first. When I think about a seed, I am reminded of not only your actions. Sometimes you may do an action to somebody. You may smile at a person. You may touch a person in agreement. You may put your hand on their back out of love. You may see a boy out in the street, and you may call him blessed and not curse him. All of these things are sowing seeds. When you and I want to talk about this one thing. Sometimes we bless people by sowing seeds in their lives. When somebody is hungry and we feed them, we may think we're doing it just because we know that they're hungry, but in fact, we are blessing somebody when we offer them food, when we offer them a drink, when we offer them shelter, when we offer them clothing, when we do things to make somebody else's life easier. We are blessing them. We are sowing seeds in their lives. But that's not the seed that I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the seed of faith. When I think about a seed, I am reminded of our prayers. When you pray to God and end it in Jesus' name, it is signed, sealed, and delivered to God with a holy kiss. But what happens when you doubt the God that you are praying to? What happens when your supernatural faith and your Holy Ghost-filled prayer are not aligning? As Christians, we should have a spirit of peace, a spirit of humility, and a spirit of praise. I am convinced that there is a recipe that helps you when you need to grow a seed to its full potential. This recipe that I speak of is quite simple and quite unique. Simple for believers, but unique to those who do not believe and or understand. After there is a need for the seed is then planted. After a while, you saturate the ground with water. Then there is a time of great expectation, watching and waiting. While watching and waiting for the seed, it is important to praise God for the growth of that seed, even though the seed has not yet pushed through the earth. What am I saying? I am saying that if your prayers represent that seed, then your prayers in faith will produce a mighty tree. It will produce a magnificent work. It will cause the blessings of God to fall down on you. When praises go up, blessings come down. Psalm 1 says that the one who fears the Lord is like a tree planted by the riverside, which in its due season bear much fruit. Now that I have dealt with the seed, let us now discuss the ground. The ground itself represents the receiver of the seed. Throughout all of our advancements as man and humankind, human beings, it has yet to be proven that a seed can germinate and grow outside of soil. It is the soil and the bacteria within that causes the seed to explode into something bigger and better. Well, God is our soil when we pray and we offer seeds to the soil. Sometimes the seed gives us good fruit, and other times the seed gives us shelter. But in all things, the ground and the seed working together for the good for those that love the Lord is greater than anything known to mankind. James 5:7 says, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for that precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains." Make sure that you are using the right soil when you pray. If you are dealing with an issue, plant your seed in the right soil. If the man won't marry you, plant your seed in the right soil. If your husband or your wife is mistreating you, plant your seeds in the right soil. If death is knocking at your door, plant your seeds in the right soil. But if I can be blunt, we get not because we ask not. Prayer is your communication, your connection to the Almighty. We are his people. And with that being said, use your seeds of righteousness unto the Lord. Somebody needs to know that your prayers are the seed and God is your soil. Are you using the right soil to plant your seeds? James knew it. The people in that time of struggle, they knew it. But I want to know, do you know it? I know it. We all deal with issues. We all have problems. We all have burdens. We all have experiences, letdowns, and trials. But there is a secret. There is a pathway. There is a way out of the struggle. Look for the good soil. Plant your seeds and watch the blessings. Watch your seeds grow. Watch your seeds manifest right before your eyes. For God is that great fertile ground. You have the seeds. Use them and you will see the difference. I'm here to ask somebody right now, are you ready to plant your seeds in the right soil? What I urge you to do is to fall on your knees and pray to God and pray that God will see you through your situation. See that God. Fall on your face. Lay prostrate if you have to. That means you lay with your arms flat. You lay with your feet flat. You lay with your face flat. And you tell the Lord, I'm not moving until you bless me, God. I'm not moving from this situation. I'm not moving from this area because, God, I need you to bless this situation. I've been going through it for quite some time, and I need you, Father God, to see me through this. I need you right now, Father God, to bless it, and I'm not moving, Father God, until I see your hand. Until I see your mighty works right before my eyes, I'm not moving. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I'm not moving from your presence. I'm going to stay here. And Father God, if I got to get bold before you, Father God, then that's what I'm going to do because I am planting my seeds right now in some fertile ground. And when I plant my seeds in this fertile ground, all I have to do is stand back and watch you do the work, Father God. But I'm here right now. I've been planting seeds all my life, Father God, and not one of them have produced some good fruit. But, Father God, what am I doing different? What have I done different? What do I need to do in my life to see some and experience some fertile ground, Father God? I need to see some new life, Father God. I need to see some things happening in my life so that I can know that I'm on the right track, Father God, that you are still in the blessing business, Father God, that I'm holding on to your unchanging hand, Father God. I need to know that I'm doing right by you. So I'm going to stand. And I'm not asking anymore, Father God. I'm not asking. I'm not coming to you, Father God, asking. I'm expecting you, Father God, to move on my behalf. I'm expecting you, Father God, to move on the church's behalf. I'm expecting you, Father God, to show some justice to your people. I'm expecting you, Father God, to put the spirit of peace in some people. I'm expecting you, Father God, to move in a way that you've never moved before. I'm expecting you, Father God, to overflow every church that calls on you. I'm expecting you right now, Father God, to wipe some tears from somebody's eyes. I'm expecting you right now, Father God, to open up a jubilee season for every preacher, for every pastor, for every minister, every lay, every missionary. I'm expecting you right now, Father God, to open up some doors that were otherwise closed. I'm expecting you, Father God, to move on my behalf. Right now, I'm expecting you, Father God, to show up and to show out. I'm expecting you, Father God, because I'm planting my seeds in fertile ground, and this is the only ground that I know to plant in. So, Father God, it's time that you move on my behalf. It's time that you start making some of these seeds grow. Let them germinate and let them come up, Father God. Let me see a leaf just poke out, Father God. So, Help me right now, Father God. Show me right now, Father God. Show me that I am doing your will, Father God. Show me where the right soil is, Father God. James and all the people whom he preached to experienced a time of destruction, experienced a time of hate. Can you imagine a time when being a Christian, you were killed for being a Christian? You were thrown in jail for being a Christian. You were thrown in coliseums, and with the, some of them had the literature and the scrolls tied around their necks, and they were made to fight lions and tigers and bears and all kind of wild beasts just because they believed in a man named Jesus. They believed in his salvation. They believed in the workings that God gave him. And they were killed and hurt and persecuted and all type of crazy things that happened to them because they believed. And James told them, ask, pray for safety. Pray your prayers, but do not doubt. Don't you worry about what's going on to the left of you or to the right of you. But look at Jesus who is ahead of you. I'm here to let somebody know right now. I call James the James Factor because James produced some great faith in those people. He let it be known that we're going to go through it. But don't count it all as joy. What you go through, count it all as joy. When you plant your seeds in the right soil, it may take a long time for that seed to manifest some fruit. But hold on. Count it all as joy. I'm talking to somebody right now. Somebody needs to hear what I'm saying. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Somebody has been planting and planting and planting and planting. It's time that you reap your harvest. It's time that God will show up and show out in your life. I'm here to let you know to start planting your seeds in that fertile ground. But are you planting your seeds in the right soil? If you are not planting your seeds in the right soil, dig them up and replant them because God is waiting to bless you. God wants to bless you. But there may be something in your life that's just not right. There may be something in your life that has kept you from experiencing God's blessings. I call that self-examination. Self-examination, self-reflection. Look at yourself in the mirror. But it's time. God has a blessing with your name on it. But if you pick up that seed out that ground, if you remove your holy connection to the Almighty God, you will lose your power. Remember that when you go to God with your seeds of faith, God is just to move on your behalf. Look at the Bible. He did it for every single one of them in the Bible. It's time. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. Just. Somebody here needs to know that God is ready for you. He's ready to take you higher. It's time. Let go of yesterday and look to the future. Look to the future. And watch what God will do. Amen. Brother Hakim.
Yes, sir.
Do we have anybody on the line that may want to bless this show by calling in and giving us a good word?
Well, we have a few people on. Folks who are listening, please press the number 1 on your keypad, and we'll be happy to put you through to the pastor.
Amen. Amen. This is your time.
Yep.
Let's discuss this. Amen. Is there anybody here? The word
seems
is going
like
for us.
Seems like they're enjoying listening.
Amen.
Don't be afraid,
Amen.
Folks.
Amen. This is your time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me, somebody.
Well, I would like to give a not so much as a shout out, but I would like for you to say a prayer to the good people of Flint.
Amen.
I just recently caught the Flint's mayor on the news, and the governor's giving her a hard time about more water.
Amen.
Even though there's only about 55-60% of the construction done to the water piping system, there's more bottled water needed, and the governor's did a cutoff. So that's going to affect people.
Amen. Okay. And Father God, well, you know, Father God, that the great people in Flint are some wonderful people. I have been blessed by the city of Flint in so many ways that I just cannot explain. I ask right now, Father God, that you would touch the governor, that you would touch his heart, Father God, that you would remove the works of the enemy. Water is the substance of life, Father. Tainted water, Father God, ruins our bodies. And it ruin, and it can kill, Father God, and it can hurt, and it can cause all type of issues. So, Father God, we need this water, Father. So I ask that you will put it on his heart, Father God, to open up a floodgate, Father God, to remove, Father God, whatever thing he put on this water, Father God, whatever type of number he put on, that you he would remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that the construction will go forth, Father God. That clean water will come through, Father God. That your blessings will go forth for this city, Father God. They are a humble group of people, Father God. And Father God, throughout all of this struggle, throughout all of this issues, throughout all of the pain and frustration, they have never once stopped praising you, Father. They have never once said, "Where is God?" So, Father, remember them. When everybody else forgets what they have been going through, when everybody forgets, when everybody thinks that the situation has been fixed, Father God, you remember your people. Bless them, Father God. Touch them, Father God. Anoint right now, Father God, in a mighty way. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, we have a caller.
Amen, amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair. Hello, hello.
Hi, Pastor Townsend.
How you doing?
This is Rhonda Jackson.
Amen, amen, Sister Rhonda. God bless you.
So I just wanted to know if you can say a special prayer for my daughter, Alyssa, who has lost her second child out of the three triplets. She had.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Father God, we come to you right now, Father, asking that you would bless the Jackson family, Father. Bless this grandmother. Bless the daughter and the mother. Touch her in a mighty way, Father. Wipe the tears from her eyes and the loss of her child. Father, what a pain it is to lose a child. Words cannot comfort, Father, but your spirit can. I ask right now, Father God, that you would encamp that house, encamp her room, encamp every part, Father God, wherever she is. Let your ministering angels come in, Father God, and let them touch and anoint right now, Father God. Let her know, Father God, that she is loved, Let her know, Father God, that we're praying, that we're with her, and that we're crying and we're mourning with her. But bless her right now, Father God. Touch her, Father God, in a way that she's never been touched before. Touch the family, Father God. Wipe the tears from their eyes and be their comfort, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because I know, Father God, that you're about to bless. I know, Father God, that you're about to touch, that you're about to anoint. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Bless this family right now, Father God. And, Father God, I release on this family, Father God, blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. Father God, I release, Father God, breakthroughs right now. Satan thought that he was about to win, Father God, but you about to get the victory, Father God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we agree, we touch right now, and we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. My pleasure. My pleasure. Amen. Is there anybody else?
Yes, sir. There's another person.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening. How are you today, Pastor?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I'm great. This is Brother Dorsey.
Amen, Brother Dorsey. Amen.
Yeah, I finally got through.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Oh, man. Amen. Outstanding. Outstanding show. Outstanding. Outstanding, man. This is outstanding what you're doing, and God going to bless you more than you ever know about, you know, for doing this, reaching the people
Amen.
That need to be reached. But listen, I just wanted to call you and kind of comment on some things that you said about going through. A lot of people don't really get the point to where when they say, I'm going through something right now, key word is through, because you're not going to stay there. You're just going to keep on going until it get better.
Yes, sir.
You know, and what a lot of people don't really know, a setback ain't nothing but a setup for a comeback.
Amen.
So I just want you to stay strong in what you're doing and keep your head up, keep your ministry up, and watch God bless you. To where you won't even, what he say? He'd give you so much that you won't have room enough to receive it. That's my prayer for you and your ministry and your family.
Oh my God, thank you, Doc.
Okay, so I just wanted to leave that with you for your blessing, and I just want to say thank you, man, for doing this. You keep doing what you're doing, and don't listen to nobody else. If the Lord is leading you to do this, you do His work, and watch. He's going to get the glory, but you're going to reap a lot.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I want to say before you leave, Brother Dorsey, that Brother Dorsey and I, we work together, and it's amazing that Brother Dorsey, I got on an elevator with him one day, and he turned to me, and I knew it was nothing but God, and he said, "Preacher, it's time for you to get out the boat and get onto the water."
Yes.
And that stuck with me. And I knew that was nothing but God. And I just thank you, Brother Dorsey, and I pray many blessings on your life as well. And whatever you want in this life, that it happens in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
sir.
And I thank you, and I'll keep listening. You're doing such an awesome job. Keep it up. The anointing is on you and your life and your family. And that doctor that's there with you, blessings on him too and his family. He don't even know it, though. See, but you guys don't really know. Y'all don't know how much this is in store for y'all right now. This is just the beginning, but wait till y'all blow up. Like Martin Payne say, ta-da, wait till you blow up. You're going to blow up.
Amen.
You're going to blow up big, and everybody's going to be like, well, how he get like that? But see, he worked here. Yeah, so what? You work there. That's just a job. That's not your life.
Amen.
So just remember that. God going to bless you, and I just want to thank you for letting me. I love the show, man. I'm going to keep on listening. You're doing an outstanding job. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
Have a great day. Have a great day, both
thank
of you.
You. You,
okay,
you
bye
thank
bye.
You so much.
Thank
okay,
you,
okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was a great call.
That a shot? Yes, sir. That was a shot of the Holy Ghost that I needed, doctor. Woo. Thank you. It's just a blessing when you're able to just them seeds being planted in fertile ground.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that may want to have any more calls before?
Well, it doesn't look like it. Last chance, folks. We have a few minutes, so if you're listening online, please dial in to 646-787-1798 and press the number 1. We'll be happy to take your call before the show closes.
Amen. It's a true blessing.
Okay, I think we got one.
Amen. All right, welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Yes, this is Sister Townsend, Sister Betty Townsend.
Amen.
I'm calling concerning the word glory that you ask people to look up and discuss and talk about and read about.
Amen.
And I did a little research.
Okay.
And it says glory, great beauty, splendor, honor, or magnificence that can be seen or sensed. The Israelites saw the glory of the Lord in the cloud that filled the tabernacle. Also, the shepherds saw the glory of the Lord when the angels told them Jesus had been born.
Yes.
It's something went through me when I read that. And I went on to look through other scriptures, and I would like to expound on one, maybe not expound, but just to read Psalms 115:1. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but your name give glory. For the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness, glory the Lord deserves. Glory, that is honor. That is also true, Heavenly Father, because he is in the heavens where he rules over all. He does all that he pleases because he is the Lord. I just wanted to share the listening audience this evening and continue doing what you're doing, Reverend Townsend. Like the young man just said before me, continue doing what you're doing, and you are really going to be very blessed. And have a good evening and a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother Townsend. We definitely appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Brother Hakim, I am full. I am full and fed, Doctor. I tell you, you know, one thing I always do, and anybody who has said through one of my sermons or who even has been a member of one of the churches that I've pastored, they'll tell you that every time that I preach not only to them, but I preach to myself. And there are times that we have to be reminded as well that we have to continue to plant our seeds in fertile ground. And I am just so thankful for today. And I'm thankful for not only you, but I'm thankful for God's people. And as we prepare to close, on behalf of the good brother Hakim Nuba and myself, Pastor D. Townsend, I urge you to love on somebody, to be a blessing to somebody. Bless somebody with your hands. Bless somebody with your feet. Bless somebody with your mouth. And watch what God will do in your life. This is the Jubilee Affair. I am Pastor D. Townsend with the good brother Hakim Nuba. We are signing off. Good night and God bless.
Some days you're weary, and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely,
with no one to say.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
And don't you think?
So
wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
Miss Leandria Johnson.
Yes, you can.
Only a